Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, all. It's Sean and Julian from the Your Two Dads podcast.
It's us all over again.
Yeah.
You're just listening to us, and now here we are.
Yeah. Is there something that interferes with your happiness, Julian?
Yeah, my own brain.
BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you.
Oh, yeah. This thing is so good. It's a service that I've always wished existed. And then, you know, because there's so many apps where you're like, you do not need to make that app. But this is something that I've wanted for a long time, and it's finally here. BetterHelp is a way to get counseling, professional counseling by professionals, whenever you need it.
Yeah, it's on your own time and at your own pace. So if you want to take it really slow, hey, do that.
Let's face it, everybody pretty much is aware that we all need therapy at this point. There's no such thing as a perfect brain, right?
Yeah.
You can always use a little bit of help. And licensed professional counselors, they specialize in stuff like depression,
stress,
anxiety,
relationships,
sleeping,
trauma,
anger,
family conflicts,
LGBT matters,
grief,
and self-esteem. I have all of those problems.
Me too.
Except for the LGBT. I love everybody.
Yeah.
If you are not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time. There are 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states, and it's also available worldwide.
And this is even more exciting. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, which, like, there's no excuse. Like, if you can't afford it, they'll work with you, and that's great. It's secure, convenient, professional, affordable, but it is not a crisis line.
And it has the four communication modes that we need the most. You can text, you can chat, you can call them on the phone, and you can video chat.
And best of all, it's a truly affordable option. Your Two Dads with Sean and Julian listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code 2DADS. That's the number 2DADS.
So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/2DADS. That's the number 2 and dads.
Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/2DADS, the number 2DADS.
You don't have to be stuck with your brain any longer.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
I'm Sean.
Hey guys, I'm Julian.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Julian.
And I'm Sean.
And we're your two dads.
And we're back together.
We're back. Thank you for putting up with last week. Just kidding. You did a good job last week.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Listened to it.
I don't know how to be alone.
You were great. You kept saying that.
Yeah. And I kept feeling it.
It started to feel like the Sleepless in Seattle thing where you're like sounded so lonely on the radio that a bunch of women were going to try to call you.
This is actually probably the most off-brand thing for me. I've never seen Sleepless in Seattle.
Really?
It seems like it would be something.
It's, you know, I loved it when it came out. It's still watchable. It does not hold up the way that I thought it would when I was younger.
Oh, you thought this was going to stand?
I was like, this is an instant classic.
One day, people will talk about Sleepless in Seattle the same way they talk about Citizen Kane.
Yes, or 700 Sundays.
Yeah. I fucking love You've Got Mail, so I should see Sleepless in Seattle.
You've Got Mail is the book one, right? The bookstore war?
It's perfect.
Fox. His name is something Fox.
Yeah. It's friggin' perfect.
That one...
Tom Hanks' best friend's Dave Chappelle for
I
some
know,
reason.
For some
like
reason.
A 26-year-old Dave Chappelle's hanging out with a 40-year-old.
I think You've Got Mail is probably a better movie if you look back, but... Ironically, I thought You've Got Mail was a worse movie than Sleepless in Seattle when I saw it.
Yeah.
But now I realize it's weird how that stuff happens. But anyway.
It is. But I guess I have one big question.
Oh, what's your question for me?
Oh, is that how you dad?
Oh, I didn't thought you'd never asking me.
Yeah.
I brought Goldie to work.
You did?
You remember that?
Yeah, I did. I do remember it.
So I brought Goldie to A Little Late
with Lily Singh.
And it was really cool. She helped me get the crowd ready. They were sitting outside waiting to come in, and I had Goldie hand out candy.
Yes,
and that'll make any crowd it'll put a smile on any crowd's face.
Exactly. You will get them pumped up because they're around an adorable child.
Yes.
And they're getting candy.
And it was picture day. So she was in her fancy dress and had her hair done and everything. So it was really, it was cool.
Yeah. Do you worry that you're teaching her how to manipulate audiences?
With candy?
With candy.
I don't know. But I will say this. She watched me warm the crowd up. And that was fun.
Is she even more confused about what you do?
It is funny to me, if you think about it, if little kids watch you do stand-up comedy, they have no idea when or why the audience is going to laugh. Yeah. So it's just probably pretty jarring a lot, you know? Like, wait, what? You know? But she was great. And then one cool thing she said when we left, I didn't tell you this. When we left, she said, how do I get to be on that stage? And I said, well, we can talk about that as you get older. And she's like, I want to ask people questions and look as cool as Lily.
Oh, that's very cool.
And that's
cool.
That's why representation matters.
Yeah. I mean,
so that was cool.
And Lily is very cool.
She is. And I don't know. Who knows if I had brought her to Conan or whatever that she would have thought to say the same thing? Who knows?
No. I mean, if you brought me to Conan, I'd be like, how do I get to that? I want to be Andy Richter.
Right. Who we need to get on the show, by
we
the
do.
Way. How do we get Andy Richter,
he said
coach?
After summer. I went to the pumpkin patch.
How you dadding?
Oh, I'm dadding pretty good.
Are you zad?
I'm not a zad. I'm not a zaddy. We should change the show's name to Your Two Zads. But I went to the pumpkin patch, and what I found out is my little Nolan fucking is obsessed with pumpkins.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. He's a little pumpkin boy? He was one-track mind. Like, we went in, and we were like, all right, well, pig races started in, like, 10 minutes. Let's go see pigs. And, like, he's
you
like...
You would think that if a kid heard the word pig race, they'd lose their mind.
Exactly. And he was just like, there's pumpkins over there. Why are we going to pumpkins? I saw pumpkins walking in. I need these pumpkins. And I'm like, well, but look at the pig. He's got a little bandana on, and we're Team Red.
Yeah.
And he's like, pumpkin! Pumpkin.
Wow.
So we went and got pumpkins, and he had this like mission to touch every pumpkin in the patch, and he did. He
wow.
just was like counting the pumpkins.
I wouldn't worry about getting that diagnosed.
Yeah. it was insane. But then on the way home, we stopped at 7-Eleven to get drinks, and I was in the car with him, and he just kept going, "Mommy, where are you? Mommy, where are you? Mommy, where are you?" So I was like, "Oh, this is annoying." So I said to him, I was like, "Can you sing me a song?" And he goes, "Okay." And then he goes, "Mommy, mommy, where are you?" I'm like, that's funny.
That's trolling. Like, he was trolling you.
That's a good bit.
That is a good bit.
Yeah, so I was kind of blown away.
Did you let him pick a pumpkin?
Oh yeah, we let him pick. We got two small ones, or as he calls them, babies, and we got one mommy sized pumpkin.
Okay.
We didn't get a daddy size, and I'm not gonna look too deep into that.
but that was that's pumpkin patches are great. You gotta love them.
I love them.
Were there rides?
Kind of. I mean, like,
still young for a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we went on a tractor, mm-hmm. and then, like, there was also this weird thing where, like, the police of Ventura County had, like, a SWAT team, like, vehicle that kids could just run around inside, and I go in, and I was like, no.
Like, there's, like, shotguns in there.
Yeah, like, yeah, let's skip that adventure.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have any Walmarts for you to shoot up.
That's so such a weird propaganda thing.
It is. It was very much like they had, like, police helicopters, and then they had, like, all these police cars, and, like, it was, like, their coolest car, and then their SWAT truck.
You know, I remember being pretty into that stuff when I was a little boy, and it didn't feel political to me at the time, and I don't know if it just always was, and we just, like...
I think it is kind of... I don't want to get too political.
No, I don't either, but
I think it is, in a way, like, kind of brainwashing you, but as a kid, I was always like, fuck the police, and I'm still that way
my
today.
Dad raised me that way.
You gotta not trust them.
Yeah.
They're there. The whole job of a police officer is to kill fun. They're buzzkills.
Fun killers. They should just wear t-shirts that say fun killer. All right. Well, we have a great show today.
Mm-hmm.
And so our guest is a woman who is so funny. She has she's debuting her half-hour special on Comedy Central October 18th. She was a preschool teacher. Now she's a professional comedian. I love her. You're going to love her. Help me welcome Vanessa Gonzalez. Hey, guys. You're two dads. Julian over here. Sean over there. We're going to talk to you about socks. All right? But not just any socks. Bombas socks. We got our Bombas socks in the mail. And oh, my God. Did you wear yours?
I did. They're incredible.
They feel like they're hugging your feet and they care about you. It's crazy. It's so hard to explain.
Yeah, they didn't make my feet smell.
Well, that's also great.
Yeah.
But they're really, really great socks. They're high quality. You know good stuff when you feel it. And these socks are incredible. But did you also know that socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters?
I didn't.
Well, Bombas is on a mission to change that. They created the most comfortable socks in the history of feet, and for every pair of socks purchased, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need.
Wait, that the entire history of feet?
Yeah. What do you think they were wearing in medieval times that was more comfortable than Bombas socks?
I mean, I've just never thought of it as the
I think
history
they just hollowed out rats and you had to wear a rat on your foot.
Well, I mean, Bombas are the most comfortable socks I've ever worn.
They're more comfortable than medieval rats, I'll tell you that. Bombas are perfect for the whole family. You can get your hands on a pair of Bombas socks and your feet will thank you. And you can feel great about it because they're going to donate another pair of socks to people who really need it. They have donated over 20 million pairs already. They're made from super soft natural cotton and every pair is designed with arch support, a seamless toe, and a cushioned footbed that's supportive but not too thick.
It really helped because I dance all day long and it is making my feet feel fine.
My new favorites are their new merino wool socks, very fancy, designed to be breathable, dry, and never itchy with just the right amount of thickness, kind of like Lizzo.
Yeah, true.
They got different colors. You can wear them every day and they are fantastic. I literally wore mine yesterday and I traveled and it felt great. So save 20% on your first purchase when you shop at bombas.com/2dads. That's bombas.com/2ndads. That's bombas.com/2dads to save 20%. Bombas.com/2dads. Get something nice for your feet. Get something nice for somebody else's feet who really needs it.
Bombas, the bomb-ass company.
Hey, Vanessa.
Hi.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Sure.
I'm pumped.
Welcome to Your Two Dads. So, yeah. I mean, obviously, you're not a dad?
I'm not a dad, and I'm not a mom either, but I worked at a preschool for 6 years.
And that, I think, is more parenting than anything I've done.
Yeah.
I won't speak for Julian, but...
I mean, I always say I was with the kids more than the actual parents.
Definitely.
So, and I'd like to make the parents feel bad about that all the time. I'm like, technically, they love me more. So,
yeah, we've had two teachers on the show. Two teachers. And Langston Kerman and Will Miles.
Nice.
And they both were older. Like, Will Miles did special needs or special behavioral problems.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like middle school, high school.
Oh.
And Langston was just straight up kids, high school students, English teacher.
See, that age scares me.
And it should because they're terrifying.
Yeah.
That is like truly like, I think that's when you flip the switch on a kid and you can find out who they really are.
Yeah.
Are they going to be a sociopath who destroy every relationship they ever have?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they going to be like a normal, well-adjusted person? If you're me, you flip that at 30.
I just feel like the patience level for a room full of three-year-olds is like, I don't know how you can possibly manage doing that.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I feel like at three, I could tell if they're going to be sociopaths.
No, really?
I mean, I had a bunch of crazy kids. They were, for the most part, fun. But yeah, there's definitely like some assholes in the group.
What are some types of, kids that age? What are some personality types or behavior things that you had noticed that you were like, this is like fishy?
Well, one thing that was like crazy to me, at 3 years old, I had 10 three-year-olds. And
see, that's like, how is that even?
I mean, I had a co-teacher.
That's crazy.
And it's funny because, like, at three, it's like it's the learning how to use the bathroom age.
Mm-hmm.
So my room was just constantly like piss and shit all the time, everywhere.
Oh my God.
They can't get a handle on it. And I'm like, seriously, we're going every 30 minutes. It's just go to the bathroom. And then the parents would be like, why hasn't my kid learned to use the bathroom? Like, it's my responsibility.
Yeah.
But
they're paying you so much money.
They're paying us so much money. The weirdest thing I saw was, like, at that age, the kids were already like, we're not your friend. And like, mm-hmm. clicking out, you know, like having clicks. Sorry.
It's okay.
I spilled water. But that was the weirdest thing, because I'm like, you're three. How do you know to, like, be a bitch already?
I know. Yeah. It's just so ingrained. Like,
it's modeled for them by their parents.
Right. My son goes to a daycare that sends us pictures all day long of what's happening.
Really?
And so, like, it's this weird piecing together a story. Like, when you're seeing it, like, where you're like, oh, here he is, he's playing with kids. And then in one picture, he's like, alone, and it's like, those motherfuckers. Like, why are they shunning him? And the next one, he's like eating celery with them. They shouldn't do that, because, like, you're not there to actually witness what's happening. But I do know that, like, kids are terrible. Like,
yeah, even at three.
Yeah, of course. Like, it's just such a natural part. And I don't think it begins at home, because I mean, I'm terrible, but my boy, that's what I'll call him. My boy, he's so sweet. He's a little sweetheart.
Also, I will tell you,
but I'm terrible.
That, you know, 3-year-olds, I feel like I got a handle on it. I can control the room. And the best part was that they tell us everything that goes on at home.
Yeah, there's no filter.
There's no filter. And it's just, like, so funny. I mean, I've got so much material from, like, kids.
Yeah.
And, like, we know that, you know, mom gets mad when, you know, dad drinks all the vodka or things like that. Like, just, like, everything comes out. And it's like, oh, my mom was reading the mail and she yelled. And it's like, yeah, that happens.
Yeah. What is the most shocking thing you've heard a child admit about their parents?
I mean, it's pretty just, like, normal stuff, like, just, like, parents just getting mad, and sometimes, like, the kids will, we it's in, like, their language, too, mm-hmm. so they're, like, you know, it's, like, one kid told his mom that I told him that if he didn't go to sleep, the scary lady was gonna get him, which I never said.
Right.
And then, but then I'm like, well, I don't, okay, what? Like,
yeah.
So then I'm in this position where I gotta, the mom's like, why did you tell my kid that? And I'm like,
you're like, I didn't even tell him about her yet.
I didn't know. So it's like, I feel like kids always, like, you know, make stuff up, and you can't really know what's...
They're unreliable narrators.
Yeah, they lie a lot. And
they do. I remember, like, growing
they
up...
They lie a lot.
Yeah. I would, like, lie just to lie. Like, I would lie about just fucking the dumbest things. Like, I remember I went to basketball camp when I was, like, 8 years old. I went to basketball camp a lot. But when I was 8, I went and, like, I was the youngest by, like, 2 years with all these 10-year-olds, and to try to get them to like me, I was like, yeah, Chris Farley's my cousin. So then, like, everyone was like, Farley! That was my nickname. I was like, this rules! But I'm like, why did I lie?
Yeah,
like, other than being fat and blonde, there we had nothing. Like, we're not from the same area. We don't have the same name.
Getting stuff, like, translated wrong is really funny. Like, there's a famous story from my childhood where I went to school because I watched we were watching TV, and I think Ray Charles came on or someone. And I was like, I love this. What is this? And my mom goes, well, he's a soul singer. And I was like, oh, are they all black? And she was like, no, they don't have to be black. And I go – and this is in San Francisco. So I go, I start going down the list. I'm like, are there Mexican soul singers? And she was like, probably. And I go, are there Chinese soul singers? Because that's all there is in San Francisco, is Mexican and Chinese.
Yeah.
And I go, and she goes, I've never seen one. That's all she said.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to school the next day, apparently, because the teacher called my mom after this. And she goes, Julian said that you said that Chinese people don't have souls.
See, that's exactly what I mean. So, yeah, I'm like, I'm sure your mom didn't say that, but I'm going to ask her about it. Yeah.
It's funny to call home for that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I just want to check.
Because what if my mom was like, damn straight? Yeah. Which is the problem now, is people are like, sure, I'll talk about it.
The best conversation I had, well, because we like lunch in those like little tables and we're all circled around, and the kids just started talking about God. And
oh.
I was like, oh, I want to hear this. I want to let this ride. So a lot of the kids didn't know who God was. Mm-hmm. And then one girl was like, yeah, God is in the sky and he knows everything we do. And then another kid goes, well, that's silly. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Is there like a lot of pressure on you to not ruin the world for kids?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I feel like a lot of the parents like do it on their own. And I'm just like, I'm not going to tell you shit.
Yeah.
I can't say what yes or no, you know. And the kids will come in and they're like I had one girl, she started crying because she was like, the world's going to end. And I was like, what? No. And she's like, yeah, my mom told me that the earth's getting too hot and we're all gonna die. And I was like, well, yeah, you're not wrong.
Wow. She was three?
She was three. And she was like, I could see that she was like realizing like, or I don't know, like death.
But at the same time, what's interesting is, maybe this isn't actually interesting, but I was at therapy like a month and a half ago, and I was talking about how obsessed I am about death, like, and how it's always been in the back of my mind, and like how my mortality is just always present and we could die at any turn. And I'm like, you're probably tired of hearing people say this. And she was like, no one really says that. So it's an interesting thing that, like,
it's just you.
Yeah, like, we as comedians.
Are you still a psycho? What's it called? Think you're sick all the time? What's that? I forget the word.
Hypochondriac.
Are you still a hypochondriac?
Big time.
Okay.
But like the three of us, we're all comedians.
Yeah.
And I think that is like a common denominator, is this obsession with death in a way. It's not an obsession, but it's in the back of our mind that everything is going to end one day and all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not what regular people are doing. So that three-year-old who's saying that is going to be hitting up open mics in 15 years.
Yeah.
Maybe you're right. Yeah.
Like the rest of the kids are just like, I'm playing and having fun.
Yeah. Right.
But it's like that deep-seated like five-year-old who's just like, yeah, I mean,
if
what's
you
the
really
point?
That's a good. I think that's a good point because, and I hate agreeing with you, but I think it's a good point because there's nothing you can do about it. Right?
Right.
So the only thing you can do is cope with it, and that's where the jokes come from.
Right.
It's like, you gotta make fun of everything. And then people are like, how can you make fun of that? It's like, oh, the things that I had to make fun of to feel better when I was five were like way darker than what I just made fun of with you at this lunch.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah.
Yeah, I think you might be onto something there.
I think so. So like, if you're a parent who's listening at home and your kid's talking about death, I'm sorry.
Get him in an improv class.
I mean, they're broken.
Get him
well, the other option is make him an activist. Yeah. But, you know, that's the only thing more insufferable than a comedian in the house.
I was like, what is more annoying, a comedian or an activist? And then if you combine them, oh, God.
Well, luckily, like, you can't have a sense of humor and be an activist. Right, it's impossible.
Yeah.
So what was your childhood? What was your childhood like? Were you, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Laredo, Texas.
Oh, Texas!
Yeah, Texas.
God, I love Texas. Right. My lady's from Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, Houston area.
Oh, nice, yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Where's Laredo?
It's right on the border. It's like 2 hours south of San Antonio.
Oh, okay. I was just in San Antonio a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. It's very hot.
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
Do you know what Laredo means? I like that word.
I don't know what it means.
It's the something, but I don't know.
Is it? I know.
Because it's one word.
It.
It's one word, so it's not.
Yeah,
la.
But they always they
it's
like
not
combine
Laredo.
Oh, no, right, I know, right, but right, that's right. Not, a lot of times they'll combine stuff and like change spellings and stuff like that.
I know it's like popular.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Restaurants and songs and stuff.
So you grew up in Laredo.
Grew up in Laredo.
And is that a big place or?
To me, it felt big, but it's not. Everyone, the population is like mostly Mexican American, and I thought everybody.
Are you fully Mexican?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know what it means.
What?
What?
Sandy Rocky Place.
It wasn't that sandy.
Was it rocky?
Rocky, a lot of rocks.
Oh, cool. You know, I
love rocks.
Yeah, I love rocks.
Boys are much happier there than girls.
Yeah, yeah. But I thought everyone was Mexican in the world. And then I went to college and I was like, oh, what?
And you're like, the world is not perfect.
What? I know. I was like, what's going on? And then I was like, I was the minority for the first time when I was like 19.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of weird. And then I moved to Austin, which I love fucking Austin. It's great. But a lot of white people there.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're familiar with Mexicans.
Yeah.
Were your parents, were you allowed to like roam the streets?
I was talking with my boyfriend recently. Like, we would just go like walk to the park, which was like maybe 2 miles away. We'd be there at night.
Mm-hmm.
And then like fights would start and then all the kids would like run. And it's crazy. Like, we would always be walking at night. And it wasn't a safe neighborhood, but my parents were like okay with it, you know.
Yeah.
I would meet up with my friends. And I remember once we were like in elementary school. And this was before I got glasses, so my vision wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
And what my friend says is that a car pulled up, and it was a man, and he had his, like, sweater over his head, and he was, like, jerking off to us.
Uh-huh.
But I could not see it. Because I didn't have glasses.
Is it traumatic if it's fuzzy?
And I was like, what? And I like went towards the car and she pulled me back like, no. And we like ran and I was like, what was happening? And she's like, he was pulling on his dick. And I was like, what? It was crazy.
And then you were like, I need to get some glasses.
I miss everything.
And I was like, can I see a dick now?
No. I'm going to count it.
Yeah. But I feel like nowadays, like if I had kids, like would you let your kids like just
We've touched on this and it's like I don't think so.
I don't think I would.
I keep wondering if it's a regional thing. Like if you go to the middle of the country, are they still doing it or not? And I don't think they're doing it anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, again, like I grew up in a kind of a shitty neighborhood in New Jersey, but like my parents let me just.
But it wasn't like
it wasn't urban. It wasn't. Yeah, it was.
And by urban, I mean literally city.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yes, I. But thank you for clarifying. it was. It was very suburban.
Yeah.
But it was like kind of shitty, and like basically we would stay out, like at to like all hours of the night, like drinking in the woods and stuff.
Yeah, no, but I mean younger, like eight.
Oh, eight? No, we were still drinking in the woods.
Yeah.
We were waiting to get West Memphis 3.
Yeah.
Oh, even like at eight, we would stay out till 10 and
right.
then come home and they're like, oh, what? How was it? Or...
Yeah.
If that.
Yeah, but you grew up in San Francisco. So
I grew up in San Francisco, so I grew up in a city where they also let us roam.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
It just had to be the times, I guess, because I remember being 5 to 10 years old and just being like, it was fine for me to just like walk out the door as long as I told them where I was going.
Right.
You know?
And they
crazy
parents would trust that there was, would come
they
back. Would,
I remember they were like, don't go past this street or that street or whatever. Like there was a perimeter that I would always stretch when you felt bad, you know?
Yeah.
Right, right.
But this perimeter was insane. It was like, you know, like I didn't even want to go that far.
Yeah. Well, for me, like in high school, we would go to Mexico because it was just a mile away.
And that's a real perimeter. That's
like a
genuine. So wait, you were just like just going to Mexico.
We would just go. I was 15.
Yeah.
And we would go and drink. I mean, the legal age is 18, but they wouldn't card us.
Yeah.
And we got these like.
What's the legal age for cocaine?
Also 18. Yeah. We would just go. Freshman year of high school, get drunk, and Senior Frogs had dollar everything Thursdays.
Oh, so it was like a part of the like a party town in Mexico, across the border.
They had like a bar like strip, and we would go there with like $10 and just get fucked up.
That's awesome.
And my mom would like to this day she doesn't know that I would go because she's like, you can't go. They're going to kidnap you. They're going to do crazy things. You mm-hmm. know, you're teenage girls. But no one ever did anything
You're like, Mom, thank you for calling me pretty.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, they don't want us. Me and my group of friends, we're just like flew under the radar. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that was like in Morristown, South Jersey. Mm-hmm. We were we were two towns over from Camden, New Jersey, mm-hmm. which has notoriety nationally as being a scary place.
Yeah. Yeah. So Camden, New Jersey has three of the most dangerous cities in
the country.
Really? In the
Camden
top 10.
Is the most.
Trenton, Camden, and Newark.
I thought it was L.A. L.A.'s not up there?
No.
Oh, L.A.
This is per capita. So Camden is small. So everybody knows each other and is still killing each other.
Whoa. Yeah. Camden has two things, an aquarium and crack.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, it's kind of exciting to go
there.
You know
what's fucked up? You can't bring crack into the aquarium.
No, you can't. I remember.
There's
there.
A sign, so you know it's a problem.
I remember going on a field trip to the Camden Aquarium, and like when we were pulling into Camden, like they were like, all right, bus windows.
You don't want them to smell all the crack we're smoking in here because they're going to want to get in this bus. But yeah, we used to drive to Camden to buy liquor because the liquor stores didn't give a fuck how old you were. Yeah. I mean, they had other problems. You know what I mean? So we would go to this place called Internationals and we would go in there. We were scared shitless. We'd go at like, 11 a.m. because we were like so. And it was still scary. I mean, it was like 24 hours in Camden was scary. Wow. But we would go to this place, Internationals, and we could never seem to remember exactly where it was. So you'd get a little bit lost every time. Mm-hmm. And then one time we were in the, I agreed to go in, my friend Colin, and then we came back out, and Tommy, I'm just going to use the real names because who cares? Tom Kilroy let a woman into the back of our Jeep. Because he was like, she just needs a ride over. She said she's four blocks.
She's sucking my dick.
She was. I mean, I don't need to get into it, but you know a crackhead when you see one, mm-hmm. and it's sad. Yeah. But she was, and he's like, she just needs to go four blocks, and I'm like, dude, and she's like, really, you're gonna give me a ride? And we were like, and Tom's like, yeah, it's no problem. He was a sweetheart. He was like, sure. And then she's like, all right, let me go use the phone real quick. I'm like, no, we're getting. Yeah, of course, she needs to use the phone real quick because she's taking us into it.
Oh no.
So, but we never got like. But it is that's a rite of
passage. You never got murdered?
No.
Yeah.
But we robbed. but we it is a rite of passage to go somewhere super dangerous to get.
Really?
Beer, I think.
Get fucked
no matter
up.
Where you grow up.
Oh, yeah, I've done
Mexico's
that.
Very exciting, though.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is fun. That is the scary thing about raising a kid in L.A. is, like, I know where to... I've driven past the places where you go to get fucked up in L.A., and I don't want my son having to go there to get fucked up.
Yeah, I'm like, stay in the house.
Yeah, I'll get you the stuff that gets you fucked up.
You want ketamine?
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Hey, Sean, we got to talk to these people about Relish.
Yes, please.
Relish is an app. It's like a personal trainer for your relationship. It's so awesome. It basically, you download it, you answer some questions about yourself, about your partner, and about your relationship. And then Relish, you can open it every day, and it gives you tips and articles and little things you can do to help your relationship be better, and you get closer to your person. It's fantastic. Haven't you ever wanted, like, that dude? Who's the dude in When Harry Met Sally?
Billy Crystal?
No, his friend.
Bruno Kirby?
Bruno Kirby! It's like having Bruno Kirby in your phone.
It's like having Bruno Kirby in my pocket?
Yeah! Where you go to the batting cage, and you just gotta hit some balls, and he tells you how to, like, deal better with your relationship. It's like having a rom-com best friend in your pocket.
That's amazing.
So Relish is great. What they do is, you open the app, it'll give you little date ideas. It'll give you approaches to arguments that maybe you haven't thought of, which you definitely haven't thought of because if you're a listener, you're a dad and you don't know how to argue.
Yeah, no.
Relish helps you say, like, okay, look, your lady is losing her mind and she's angry. This is how you talk to her instead of the way you've been doing it.
Yeah.
It's really helpful. They have a million articles. They have therapists. They have experts. But what I love is they keep sending you notifications with little ideas of things you can do for your partner. And it's like having a life coach, but for your relationship in your pocket. It's great.
Well, Relish is giving our listeners a free 7-day trial. All you have to do is go to hellorelish.com/2dads. That's the number 2 dads. And you'll get 7 days free. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Try Relish for free today by going to hellorelish.com/2dads. The number 2 dads. hellorelish.com/2dads. The number 2 dads. We're back with former preschool teacher Vanessa Gonzalez.
Preschool teacher, your first gig?
Yeah, I have a theater degree, so I couldn't get a real job. I had a friend, like I just went into like working at after school programs. Mm-hmm. And then I had a friend, he worked at this daycare in Austin. It was real hippy dippy. And he's also a comedian. And he was like, yeah, come work. It's super easy. They don't give a shit when you take off. And they didn't. I would take off like 2 weeks at a time to like go on the road. And
yeah.
I still had my job. So it was great. And I specifically...
That's old like, Austin.
Yeah.
That's not like that anymore.
And I specifically was like, yeah, I want the oldest kids, like 5. And they were like, well, we got the 3-year-old room if you want them. And at first I was terrified. But then just very quickly I got... used to it, and I'm like, I like
did
them.
You grow to love the children or
oh yeah, I fucking love the kids.
Yeah.
They're, do you keep in touch?
No. There's some that like the parents will follow me on Facebook and I'm like so like I don't want to be their friends, but then they'll just keep re-adding me and I'm like fine.
Wow.
So I'll see the pictures of the kids, but
that's sweet though that they yeah. you know
so they know that I do comedy, but I never, like, when I was their teacher, I would never, like, talk about it or right. anything. I'd be like, I'd be cool.
You were never just being like, you know what? I have a show. It's like a bar show. Why don't you come?
Yeah, y'all want to come.
Did that job inform, do you think, whether or not you want to have children?
Yeah, for sure. And I stand by this now. I'm like, if you have kids, you need to work at a preschool first.
Because really?
Now I feel prepared.
Yeah.
And I like, no. Because...
They always say that nothing will prepare yeah. you. Nothing can prepare you
no,
for parenthood.
Yeah. Yeah,
you, no matter what you do, you can't. And you're like, oh no, you can just work at a preschool.
You're
totally prepared.
I also, this is actually an interesting thing. Now it's, why do I keep saying this is an interesting thing? I don't think any of my thoughts are interesting. But
are you afraid we're not going to listen to you?
Yeah.
You say it's
yeah.
interesting.
Oh, here's something I have to say about stuff.
Say so funny right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's not even that funny, but a lot of people don't realize this, but if you're going to have a kid, something that will prepare you is getting a dog first.
It's, oh, that too, yeah.
It's very much, it's the same. And I remember
I see that.
Other people that like that had kids before me, and yeah. I was like, I get it, I have a dog. And they were like, no, it's nothing. It's exactly it's like having a dog.
Oh, for sure.
Basically, once you have a dog like and you raise it, you're like, that's a kid. And then when you have a real kid, you're like, oh, I don't fucking need this dog anymore. Right. Like, I fucking hate the dog.
Well, yeah, you need to get a puppy.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
puppy will.
Oh, because you have to train it. Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
And it also shits and pisses everywhere. And throws up at yeah. random times.
It needs food. Yeah. If you drop it, it dies. Like, it teaches you yeah. the basic tenets.
For sure. I would yeah. say get a dog, a puppy, and mm-hmm. then also work at a preschool.
Yeah, I think both. And yeah. that's where Casey Anthony fucked up.
So, yeah, I think that's good that people, because obviously, you always hear people complaining that there's no prerequisite to being a parent.
No, yeah, there's so much to learn. Like, there's so, you also, did y'all get, like, super sick? When your babies were little, because I got mm-hmm. all the fucking viruses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
She was sick a lot.
You're, like, I think you're working with more, like, disease than, like, the CDC.
But
yeah.
I didn't realize that fucking babies had the strongest, like, I guess because they're pure.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm sick. But now I don't get sick.
Yeah.
But the first, like, 6 months that I started, I was like, I'm going to die.
You're like an X-Men now.
Yeah. yeah. I am.
That's why you take a little of their blood every day.
And
just drink it up. Yeah, no, my friend Aloy, his daughter just went to preschool mm-hmm. and like she got like a cold that lasted a day and it knocked him out for a week.
Yeah. yeah.
And it's just, wow, I want that.
But they also get colds that last for like 2 weeks
yeah.
and you're like, oh my God, do I take her to the hospital now? And they're like, no, that's normal. And you're like, Jesus.
Well, kids will just always have boogers. Always. Yeah. I'm like, you're sick. You're not, I don't know. But you said you're a hypochondriac.
Yeah.
How do you do it if you're a dad?
Oh, I mean, it's disgusting. Like, I'm just constantly disgusted.
Oh,
like,
Nolan's a bubble boy.
Yeah.
So he,
oh, really?
They put him in a glass yeah. case.
Like, truly, the crazy thing.
Sean puts
thing,
his arms in the sleeves things and then tickles him.
The crazy thing about my son, and I don't know how it happened, the first year, like, he didn't get sick for a year and a half.
What?
He
unbreakable.
Had a full, A full year and a half, never sick. The first time he ever got a cold was on Christmas Day.
Oh,
and it like it knocked him out. Like, and I felt so bad.
Yeah. Well, at least he's a little too young to understand.
Yeah, but it was like he's kind of unbreakable in a way. Yeah. He really is. Like,
because I used to be weird with germs, but then when I started working with kids, I'm like, these motherfuckers are coughing in my mouth as they're talking. And I'm like, what are you doing?
I mean, like, I've had my son just keeps putting his fingers in my mouth, and I'm like, this is the worst experience of my entire life. I'm just like, I'm like going outside, and I'm like, am I gonna throw up right now?
At least he's your kid. Yeah. I had other people's kids' hands in my mouth.
Oh, I don't know how you're a saint. You're a saint. Well, because they were paying you $250,000 a year.
Right. Nope, $9 an hour.
Oh god, it's crazy.
I will say the grossest thing was this morning. My other son, my dog, Pizza. Mm-hmm. He was like barking at us to get him food, and we were like, okay, we'll get you food and stuff. But then he just went over to his food dish and he just pissed directly into his food dish.
Oh my god,
he'd never done that before. It was
who
awful.
Says you can't teach an old dog new tricks?
That's awesome.
It was kind of crazy. Yeah, I really hated it.
That's great.
Cleaning out his pissy dog kibble.
He's a Chihuahua, so it's cute. But if he was like a Saint Bernard, that'd be a totally different story.
We'd all be underwater.
So you just did your Comedy Central Presents, which airs October 18th, you said?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great. Did you have fun?
Oh my gosh, it was so fun.
They did those in Austin, right?
No, it was in New Orleans.
Oh, New Orleans, that's right. I knew it was a fun city.
It was so fun. It was incredible. It didn't sink in until like they sent me the first cut, and then I was like, "Oh shit, it's real!" And I like teared up and stuff.
That's
crazy.
Great.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It's come so far. They definitely didn't send me a cut.
No, I never got a cut. No.
The funny thing is, I made a joke about my mom maybe having an affair because my youngest brother doesn't look like us, and they made my mom. Well, they asked me to ask my mom to sign.
Oh, that's
something.
Right.
And my mom, that was like, it's okay that I'm accusing her of having an affair. She's not going to sue. And she signed, but she was like, this isn't an admission. I'm just signing this so you could do your little thing.
Do your little thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you're still doing this?
Yeah.
This so little stand-up?
She's like, okay, talk about me.
Do you talk a lot about your parents in your act?
Yeah. Mostly my mom. My dad's like pretty chill and not as absurd as my mom. My mom's
is he a quiet dad?
He's a quiet dad for sure.
Yeah, I have a quiet dad.
Vietnam vet.
Whoa.
Tattooed up.
Wow.
He rides Harleys.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
But he's quiet with a quiet
is
intensity.
Is it weird that I'm hard?
Yeah. I was like, you guys are hard for dads.
Yeah.
It's like, he's cool and like, we'll joke.
Are they in Laredo?
Yeah, they're in Laredo.
Oh, that means Sandy Rocky Place.
Yes. I'm going to tell them that.
It means the Sandy Rocky Place.
The Sandy Rocky Place. But yeah, he's a cool dad. I remember when I was little, I remember my mom telling me, but she said I was an infant and I got my first like cold and she was away and he gave me Campbell's soup in my bottle. And I was like a baby, I guess, and that gave me just like the worst diarrhea and it was like explosive. But I guess I'm like, yeah, what would you do? I'm like, that makes sense. Like, my baby's sick, I need to give her soup.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that is like, I think something
that's such a dad move.
That is a dad move. It is the dad brain of it all. Like, where you're just like, okay, when you're sick, you need soup.
Right.
You're not going to use a spoon. I'll put it in her bottle.
I'm not an idiot.
Right.
I know the rules.
I'm going to give her this clam chowder, and it should go fine.
Have y'all done dumb dad shit like that? You try to figure.
You know,
out?
I can't think of one right now. I'm sure I did, but I was much more over scared about like medicines and stuff. Like, I look back on it, I'm like, I could have just given her stuff.
Yeah.
I was so like worried about dosages and stuff.
I
overdosing.
It is really terrifying when you have to give them like like, because he, when he was teething, like, I had to give him, like, Motrin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I was, like, trying to get it right, and then occasionally, like, I wasn't getting it right, and then I'm like, oh, my God, if he doesn't wake up tomorrow, this is really going to look bad on me.
I know. I think that's the most terrifying thing is just, like, don't kill it.
Yes. But she slept so in. I remember she, as a baby, she slept in like 2 hours later than normal than she had ever done before. And I woke her up because I was so scared. And then she was just like, fine. And I was like, fuck, I could have let her kept sleeping.
She's like, what the fuck's your problem?
Yeah.
No, but that is something that I don't think enough people talk about is how scary it is when they just sleep a little longer.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, well, this is...
Well, they're in a coma.
Uh-oh. All right, so who do I call first?
But it's so true that by your second kid, like, if you, like, I never raised another baby, but I know if I had to right now, I'd be like, fine. I'd be like, whatever. Just like...
You get shove. It.
I'd be putting... soup in its bottle, no problem. No. Like, yeah, then they get diarrhea and then they're better.
And then they're fine.
They shit it all out.
Yeah, the virus.
You gotta clean them out. Is there anything? So you have a boyfriend?
I do.
Okay.
I do, yeah.
How long you guys been together? Did you say a rich boyfriend?
No.
You said a rich boyfriend.
I said first boyfriend.
Oh, first boyfriend.
Yeah, first boyfriend.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we're going on.
Because you got a TV credit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They started coming up. I'm like, oh, now y'all want this.
You're just swatting dicks that way.
Yes. We're going on 5 years.
Now. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Coming this December. I can't believe it's October already.
I know.
Do you think you're gonna
he's the one?
No.
Do you think he's the one?
Well, he's not rich, so not yet.
Does he ride a motorcycle?
No.
Does he have lots of tattoos?
No.
So he doesn't remind you of your dad at all.
No. Well, no, because her dad stuck around, so she's not trying to look for him.
Yeah. I know.
I married a quiet woman. Just like my dad.
Just like your dad. I was gonna say. Yeah. No, my boyfriend's totally not like my dad. He likes science. He's a little bit of a nerd.
Yeah.
He no tattoos.
Okay.
He talks a lot, you know, shares his emotions and feelings.
Wow. That's a big one.
Yeah.
I'm just learning how to do that. And by the way, it is exhilarating.
Yeah, you like it?
I think sharing your feelings is important.
I had a thing. I was walking out to the car.
Not me.
I was walking out of the car today to come to this. And I was like stressed out about the job and like the schedule with the kids and stuff like that. And in my head, I'm like, and I'm not gonna bitch to anybody because people are so sick of hearing my problems that I'm not gonna tell them. And then I realized I think that all the time, mm-hmm. and I never do. So I'm actually, I never bitch about my problems, but I think I do, or I'm so afraid of doing it that I just don't ever do it.
You do the thing where you bitch to yourself and then push down and push down and push down and then you explode one day.
Yeah!
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
No.
If there's anything Dr. Amanda, I don't remember her last name, has taught me, you're not supposed to do that.
Amanda Hug and Kiss. So what do you think you would do?
I think it's Dr. Amanda Feel My Butt.
You had to come back with that one?
And I'm going to say it was worth it.
Amanda's Sandy Rocky Place.
What do you think you're going to do differently as a mom?
I feel, definitely... Not I
are you gonna have all your kids with the same dude?
yes that
it's a joke one, mom
yeah she signed a paper. I definitely I don't know if it's possible, but I don't want to pass on my shit because I know my mom gave me all her shit, mm-hmm. and all her insecurities and all her anxieties, mm-hmm. and I'm like, how do you not do that to your kids?
It feels so natural to do it.
It really does, because it's kind of like getting a new
phone.
You're
like, I know what you're thinking.
Where you're just passing on all the stuff from your old phone that you accumulated.
Transfer.
So this is like the new version of you, and you're like, I gotta transfer some of this shit to you. I can't handle it. I'm afraid of heights. So are you.
Yeah, all the judgments and all this stuff. Like, I'm like. I can't.
How do you think your mom did it to you?
Oh, I mean, just by being a fucking mom, like all her fears and like you gotta wear makeup all the time and you gotta don't let, you know, guys do this and, and don't talk to these people and all this.
But in fact, you can totally let the guys do this.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, Mom, I should have been letting the guys do that. I would have been ahead of the game.
I will say that my mom transferred all of her anxieties onto me. Like all the things that she's afraid of, I'm afraid of. And
I remember meeting your mom and like a light went off in my head. I was like, oh my God.
The same?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's kind of like her clone with a dick.
Yeah, but do you wish that she wouldn't have?
Oh, big time. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to undo all of the things she did to me right now. Mm-hmm. And she is not thrilled with it.
I think that's the main thing. I think that parents don't realize that your kid is, you don't make them what you want them to be. Like, I think that's what
they're their own person. Yeah, it's one of the hardest things to remember.
Our parents think that they're like, why aren't you more like me? Why don't you think exactly like I do? And then that's why we have that conflict in our head. So then I'm like, okay, when I have a kid, I'm like, you're your own person. I'm going to share my thoughts with you, but also you could think your own things.
It's really hard to do that. But you say that now. As soon as a baby comes out of you, you're going to be like, you're going to be me.
You need to put makeup on. Don't let the guys do that.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got a game.
We all love a good subscription box.
Oh my God, I love a subscription box. I really do. They're so exciting. I love getting them.
But what about a subscription box for your kids that's fun, educational, and helps them develop creative confidence to change the world?
I mean, I'm listening. What are you talking about?
You know, I've always said our kids are the future.
I thought Whitney Houston said that.
She said children. I said kids. I made it more like...
You made it yours?
I made it mine. And it's our job to prepare them for that. Empower them to be creative, confident, and fearless in all their endeavors with KiwiCo's innovative projects.
Well, I love KiwiCo because I got a couple of boxes in the mail. And they have different age groups, right? So you can pick... You picked the one that was appropriate for Nolan.
Yeah, I picked the two-year-old.
Okay, and I picked one for four to six, I think, is the thing. And we got two awesome projects that they could make. One of them was a wooden... First of all, everything in it is natural. I love the packaging. It's not a bunch of plastic that's going to go choke a turtle somewhere.
It's cool and, like, handmade and, like...
It's like, recycled cardboard, and there's very little waste in these packages, which I really appreciate. And the toys themselves are renewable and sustainable and all that. And they... use one of the toys was it's a tree that you build that's a like a board game, but you have to like build a tree first, and that was really cool. And then the other one was a solar system like map, like a 3D solar system map, and that was really awesome. The girls loved them, and it really takes like a couple of hours to do, but they never get bored, and it's at the end of it you have this really cool looking toy that you can play with over and over again.
Yeah,
and it's both of them were very educational, and it's a really quality subscription box. It's awesome.
It's great.
So KiwiCo is a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to be anything they want to be. There's no commitment. You can cancel anytime. Monthly options start at $16.95 a month, including shipping.
But for our listeners, go to kiwico.com/2dads, the number 2dads, to get your first month free!
Whoa! Every day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Go to KiwiCo, that's KiwiCo.com/2dads, the number 2 and dads, and get your first month box free. That's KiwiCo.com/2dads. All right, you want to play a game?
Yes.
Let's play a game.
Okay, so this game... We haven't played it in a while, so I'll just cue up the music.
Okay.
All right. All right.
I'm ready.
Play. Rad dad. Chad dad.
Bad dad.
What's it gonna be? Rad dad. Bad dad. Chad dad.
Oh, what's it gonna be?
Gad dad.
That's if it's Josh Gad's dad.
Yeah, Josh Gad's dad.
What just happened?
Chad Gad the dad Gad. You can find him on Twitter. Josh Gad's dad.
Are you having a stroke? What is happening?
I might be. We don't have a music budget, so we just play.
We riff it.
We riff it.
So this game is called Rad Dad, Chad Dad, Bad Dad, or Gad Dad.
Okay. I'm going to read you a story that I found on the internet, and you have to tell me if the dad in the story is a rad dad, a Chad dad, a bad dad,
or Josh Gad's dad,
Chad Gad
dad. Is his name Chad?
No.
Chad Gad?
Nave Fernald and I have a fake Twitter account called Chad Gad the Dad Gad, where we just respond to Josh Gad tweets and say, to call home.
Got it.
Okay. So, yeah. We're idiots.
So you understand the game?
No.
Okay.
You have to tell us. Okay, so if it's a rad dad, it's a cool dad thing that they did. If it's a Chad dad, it's like a bro-y dad thing that they did.
Chad,
and if it's a bad dad, it's like, oh, no dad should do that.
Okay.
And then if it's a Gad dad thing, you're guessing that it's Josh Gad's dad did it.
Okay, so this one is from the overprotective dad category.
Okay.
So a person wrote on Reddit, I work at an anime convention, and a lot of parents come through with their children.
Okay. Another anime convention scenario?
Yes.
This isn't a first.
This is 7 weeks in a row.
7 weeks in a row. I mean, dads be acting strange at anime conventions.
They love henna.
So, hentai.
Henna
is a tattoo. Hentai.
They're also big fans of henna art.
Yes.
I work at an anime convention, and a lot of parents come through with their children. One day, a father and his daughter, who was dressed in a skimpy outfit, came up to buy passes. While the daughter chose her cosplay character as her badge name, her dad's badge read, "She's 14 and I own a shotgun." Is he a bad dad, a Chad dad, or
is that Josh Gad's dad?
Or is that Josh Gad's dad?
You can go first, Vanessa.
I'm going to say bad dad.
Why?
Why is he a bad dad? He's obviously protecting her.
No, he's not. He's fucking her up.
He is.
And he's like, don't fuck my daughter because he wants to
And she's
fuck
like,
her.
Wait, what?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's just weird when dads are like, she belongs to me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of weird dad stuff. You got a daughter?
Yeah.
You got a daughter?
I have a son.
You have a son,
but
still.
But he's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, truly everyone always asks what her name is.
It's a shame. It's a shame that he's a boy.
But are you going to go around and be like, he's 40?
Don't you suck his dick?
Fuck my son.
Yeah. I would never do that.
Why not?
Oh my God. That's the funniest thing to do, though. I think it's a bad dad. I also think it's a bit of a Chad dad because I think a lot of Chads are very regressive when it comes to ladies and stuff like that. And I think it just goes to the old school idea of this isn't her own person.
Yeah, like just talk to her about sex and
and she'll say,
right,
I don't want to do this.
I'm 14.
Or she does.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
Because like me and my dad, we never addressed sex. We never said sex to each other. And I appreciated that. We're just not going to talk about it.
Because you're both so quiet during sex.
Right. Oh God. But now it's like, why? Yeah.
If it's weird.
Was like telling dudes, like, he didn't need to. The dudes didn't want to fuck me anyway.
So, fuck her, I have a shotgun.
I wish he would have done that. Where I'm like, can you help me here?
I needed that too. Where was my dad with that? Okay, let's do the next one.
Okay, the next one. All right.
Oh, first of all, by the way, don't bring your 14-year-old daughter to an anime convention, maybe?
Why not?
Is that okay?
That's okay. Like, anime is not like a sexual thing. I think you're sexualizing it.
Okay.
But
I did not sexualize anime. I am not responsible for that.
Hey, dude, stop doing that.
I'm the first one.
Stop sexualizing anime. It's just a thing.
It was perfectly innocent until I came along.
Totally fine.
Okay, next one.
Okay, so this one, a guy tweeted, or it was a girl. It was a guy tweeted, my mom has made me a birthday cake every year for 44 years.
Aww.
2 months ago, she died, and his dad tried his hardest and made him a cake, and that's what it looks like.
Aw, it's not that bad.
It's pretty shitty.
What?
I think he's a bad dad. Yeah. Just fucking buy a cake, dude.
He's like, not only is your mom not around anymore, but this is how shitty life is gonna be without her.
Yeah. Get used to it. I don't know how to make it, but I'm gonna force
you to eat it.
Also, here's a reminder on your birthday that she's dead.
Here's a reminder how special she really was, and you'll never find anyone else as good as her. Yeah, look how shitty this cake is.
Definitely a bad dad.
Yeah, I don't think that's like a hot take to say he's a bad dad. Like, just, you know what? Like, it's hard to fill.
I gotta be contrarian here. I think he's a rad dad because that man clearly has never made a cake in his life.
No.
And I think it's sweet. Anytime a man, and I don't want to have the bar be lower for men, but anytime men do something that's emotionally thoughtful, even if it's terrible, it's cool that they tried.
He couldn't Google it. You know,
yeah, like,
you got a good point. He half-assed it. He's a bad dad.
Yeah, it's like he didn't even Google what the word cake meant. Like, it doesn't.
I wonder if he presented it like, "Look, it's like your mom's not even dead."
Hey, we're all going through stuff, right? I just had to make it.
Look how good this fucking cake is. Okay.
So good.
You have another one?
Okay. Yeah, I do. I have another one. All right. Check this one out.
Mm.
Okay. When British retailer Marks & Spencer released a new t-shirt that aimed to help break the silence around infant loss, Rob Krussel...
Wait, what?
T-shirts, you know, for infant loss.
Infant loss. They were trying to raise... to break the silence around infant loss. Rob Krussel pointed out a design flaw. It was only available for women.
Okay.
He lost his son and he wanted a woman's shirt. In men's sizes. Is this guy a rad dad?
See, I was thinking that these kids just got lost somewhere. Yeah,
yeah. Come on, let's hear your
Sean, you did so good Googling those first two, and then the third one, you're like, this is something.
Oh, yeah, I switched gears and I went to Dad Stories of 2018.
I think it's good to talk about things like this, where we did another story similar where John Legend... teamed up with Huggies because he pointed out that there were no changing tables in men's restrooms.
That's right, yeah.
And so then Huggies and John Legend raised all this money and they installed a bunch of – and I think that's great. And so he was a rad dad for that.
Right.
This situation is dark.
It is really dark.
But that's okay. It's real.
It's real, and it is something that
people... Wait, what does the shirt say?
I it didn't say
on the website. Yeah, what's the design?
Is it like a funny t-shirt?
Yeah. Keep calm, my infant. I lost my infant.
Yeah.
And carry on.
Jesus Christ.
Hey.
So it's only in a woman's small fitted tee, V-neck.
Yeah, it comes in women's sizes.
Tank top.
Because only women... miss their children.
Right.
Yeah. So here, I'll get the shirt right now.
Well, I think it's cool. Okay. I'm going to bring it around. Do you have an opinion?
I'm going to say Gad Dad.
You think Josh Gad's dad did this?
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty good.
It's a woman, it's a white shirt, and in cursive it says everlasting and a heart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
and
I'm going
to. I could show it to you. Does that make it worse?
Just make a point that can't you miss your infant in any t-shirt? You need to wear this one.
This is my infant missing shirt.
Yeah. I mean, I do agree with that.
Yeah. I think the I think it's cool that any parent who loses a child.
Mm-hmm.
Here's also what happened. I know what you're about to say is, I just want to clarify.
What?
I started reading this thing before I knew what it was about, and then I just continue reading it.
And okay. You couldn't stop.
So, apologies.
Okay. I think any parent who loses a child and goes on to do anything beyond putting their shoes on and putting their pants on and going outside is... unreal to me. I don't know where you find the strength. So to go somewhere and see something that bothers you and follow up on like red tape and like, the, you know, fighting people to get something righted that you think is wrong is just a miracle to me. I can't do it as someone who hasn't lost a child. I can't imagine doing it as someone who has. So I think that's cool. And he's a rad dad for doing that.
I think he's a rad dad too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what up to my dad?
Yeah.
A rad dad. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is the last one. It's a little lighter.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, God. I don't trust you anymore.
When I was in fifth grade, all my friends were getting the previous year's exam papers as a reference for the upcoming
exam. Sorry. I forgot something that's important. I'm sorry. I was reading online. Rob Delaney lost his child. And he said that people never know what to say to you when they find out that that happened to you. And he said the main thing and I think this is actually a public service announcement because a lot of people don't know what to say. Mm-hmm. Ask them what the name of the child was, because they're not used to hearing that, and it shows like a respect for see it as a real person.
It is true. And this is also an interesting thing why I said my dad was rad dad. I lost my little brother, and I've never heard my dad talk about him. So that's a weird thing. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
get him a shirt.
He's a quiet dad.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get him a shirt. It only comes in women's sizes.
There's still
somebody
that
needs
issue
to do something. Okay, what's the next scenario?
All right, when I was in fifth grade, all my friends were getting the previous year's exam papers as a reference for the upcoming exam. For this, we required a letter from one of our parents, so naturally I asked my dad. He wrote it and gave it to me, and like the fool I was, I didn't read it, trusting it would be all right. So it turns out he wrote, "Please don't give her the papers of last year's. Just make her pass directly to the ninth grade." My principal was shocked and called up my parents. After this, I vowed to never let my dad write any letters to school again. Forget the letters. I didn't even want the exam papers anymore. Is this dad a rad dad, a bad dad, a Chad dad, or a gad dad?
He wanted her to not have to write a paper?
No, he was fucking around with the letter. He was trying to be a fun dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I remember my friend Mike Gilligan, I'll use his name. He his dad once, he got detention and he had to, like, sign this thing. And he signed it Ace Ventura. And Mike brought it in. He was like, "My dad's an asshole."
That's funny.
Yes.
No, it's going to be hard for me to not do stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think that's a rad dad.
Yeah, I was going to say
rad
dad.
I think it's funny to mess with your kid's school.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you going to do that with your daughter?
Yeah. I mean, depending on the situation, if it's like serious, I'm not going to. But if it's something if it's something silly, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I think that's fun and silly. And it's funny that they called him up. I wonder what that conversation went like. Like, sir, we don't understand what this letter means.
It is annoying when you make a joke about your kids and then other people decide to get serious with you and be like, "Is this appropriate for your child?" And they try to make you feel bad as a parent. It's really annoying.
Yeah. It is annoying. So I think we should all have...
I back them up.
I think we should have a sense of humor about everything.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, this whole world is so...
I mean, you
so
would.
Fucking...
You're obsessed with dying.
Yeah, I know. This whole world is so fucking stupid.
It's so dumb. That's what you're going to write on your kid's notes. Like, who cares? We're all going to die. He doesn't need to take the test.
Well, a lot of, like Goldie's school is all upset about, they're obsessed with attendance because that's how they get money from the state. And if your kid doesn't show up and you don't have the right excuse, then they don't get money for that day for the kid, right?
What's the right excuse?
They're allowed to be sick and they're allowed to, but you have to have a note. If you don't have if it's unexcused, they don't get the money. So that you need a note, right? So it would be funny to not write anything on the note, but just put like $7.52 in there and be like, "Here, you son of a bitch. Yeah. It's none of your fucking business where my kid was."
Yeah. Her butt fell off. She doesn't have a butt.
Excuse. Just write excuse on there.
So you want to open up the diaper bag?
Do we have another diaper bag? Oh, okay, good. Let's open it up. We're going to open up the diaper bag. Did you find one?
Hold on, I'm reaching in.
Okay. Oh man, it's really squishy in there.
Again, having a stroke or something.
It's also windy in there, which is weird.
Paper, 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 paper. A
lot of receipts.
This one is from a Twitter user at Pachyderm Deity.
Oh.
They ask, "What's something everyone should bring to a hospital delivery?"
Oh.
That I don't know.
Fuck.
Never been.
I don't even remember.
Are you supposed to go?
I was just so high on Xanax the whole experience.
I would say iPad.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
iPad's good.
Yeah. Like anything that's like
gossip rags.
Yeah. Games. Mm. Mm-hmm. A blanket, because you want like a the hospital The hospital blankets leave a lot to be desired. And it's cold. That's good. And like.
And a blanket. Pillow. A nice pillow would be nice. And I would say a full tray of coffee cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah.
Did I just say that out loud?
You did. And then you went, yeah. And then you licked your lips.
I fucking love coffee cake. I actually lost track that I was saying all that stuff out loud.
Yeah. I think pillow, blanket, just anything to entertain yourself, because it is, and sorry moms, immensely boring. for dads, it is the most boring experience. I kept taking walks around the block while my wife was like resting. I'm like, this is so boring.
But you had what to hospital be there.
I had to be there. Oh, Hollywood Presbyterian.
Where's that?
Hollywood.
Cool.
No, it's
a bunch of famous babies.
Yeah, it's right by Booz. Do you know Booz?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's right next.
Oh, right over there. Yeah.
Why
don't
they have like a dad lounge?
They should.
You know what I mean? Like a bar. I think TVs.
This is even better than what you should bring to a hospital.
That's true. That's just hospital should idea. Have
if, some burgers.
If hospital, you're
a dad
listening,
pad.
Yeah, hospital. Dad if you're pad. Listening, please. Create like a dad pad. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, you know, like a Scarface poster.
Yeah.
Some cool ass couches.
Some newspaper on the ground so we can just pee.
Yeah. Cigars. Call of Duty.
Yeah.
So it's like boring and it lasts hours, I'm assuming.
Yes. And my wife bit me and I.
On the hand?
On the hand. Like,
oh, yeah.
She asked me, she's like, why aren't you doing anything? And I'm like, there's nothing I could do. The doctor even said so.
You had that shitty smile on your face, too. That's like infuriating.
Well, once the doctor told me there's nothing I can do, I was like, hey, your vagina's going to split in half and mine's going to be fine.
But once, so it's boring. And then once the show gets going, it's a pretty cool show. Or is it terrifying?
Honestly, it's a terrifying show.
His went easy.
Ours was easy, but like,
oh,
it was, there's...
Well, we say it went easy, but it went quickly.
Yes. There's just there's nothing that will erase the
what
image from my mind.
Yeah. Oh, and obviously a catcher's mitt, so you can catch the baby.
Yes, you need a catcher's mitt.
Some kind of tote bag.
Yeah,
I'm terrified of the actual giving birth part, which that's why I'm like, maybe I'll adopt.
If I were a woman, I would have nightmares about giving birth all the time, even if I wasn't pregnant.
So scary.
Yeah. I don't know how it's... I can't believe that's... I mean, I think that's a huge cliche, but I just can't believe that's how we do it.
Ugh,
it's crazy.
I thought about it. Yeah, there's got to be a better way.
Yeah.
By now.
Well, that's why they're working on all these sex robots. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
we're just
going to
start building
places.
People. Yeah. Oh, you meant it like that, to avoid having babies? Yeah. I meant we're building people instead of hatching them.
I mean, we're all building people.
Mm.
Do you have anything you want to promote?
Oh, your special comes out on October 18th.
October 18th.
Does it have a title or is it just Comedy Central Presents?
Vanessa Gonzalez.
Okay.
Yeah. October 18th, 11:30 Eastern Standard Time.
All right.
I don't know what that is. And you can follow me at VanessaComedy.com.
And I saw Vanessa live recently and she's so funny. So if you are able to see her anywhere in person, go see her. She's great.
Do you have anything you want to promote, Julian?
Sure. I will be at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey.
Holy shit.
On October 11th.
I didn't even know that place was still around.
Yeah.
Nice.
I just left Dr. Grin's in Grand Rapids. Great shows. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Everybody showed up.
Dr. Grin's and Bananas.
Yeah, I know. It's the job we chose. There's that classic Christian Finnegan joke. Do you know it?
Yeah, no.
Where he goes, why do they got to name these clubs these names, man? Because then it's like the people go to work that week and they're like, hey, I went to a comedy club this week. And they're like, how was it? And he's like, it was good. It wasn't Bananas. Too much pressure on the comics.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'll be there. And then New Year's Eve, I might as well start doing it now. Philly Helium in Philly.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Eagles jerseys. Wear your finest Eagles jersey, the one with the bow tie. All right, guys. Yeah. Please like and do the things on the thing and like our show.
Rate, review, subscribe, and tell a friend about the show.
Yeah, tell a friend. Text a friend. Call a friend.
Tell your Latino community about our show.
I don't know. I'm like, you don't want to tune in.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.